Today's sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erev in Daf Samach Zayin. We begin about 10 lines from the top at the two dots. We have an interesting discussion between Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes to show you the tremendous respect they had for each other before they get into the question that deals with Erevin. So we start off. The Gemara says, Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes, Kipagi, Bahadei Hadadei. When Chista and Rav Sheshes would meet up with each other in learning. So Rav Chista, Marta'on Sif Vosei. So Rav Chista's lips would tremble. Mimasniyosa the Rav Sheshes, because of the tremendous bekias that Rav Sheshes had. Rashi explains, Shahu Mishnayos Siduruslo. The Rav Sheshes had all the Mishnayos arranged. The Yari Rechista, and Rechista was always terrified that in learning, Rav Sheshes would ask him questions, Shlo Yikshlo Mi Mishnah Al Mishnah, the Yomalo Letarzer, that he would be able to show differences between the Mishnayos and ask Rechista to reconcile them. That's the tremendous bekias that Rav Sheshes had, and Rechista was terrified of this. Similarly, Rav Chista had unbelievable charifus. He was unbelievably sharp. So Rav Sheshes, mirtas kule gufe, Rav Sheshes' entire body would shake. He would quiver. Mi pilpule the Rav Chista from the unbelievable charifus. Rashi says, charif. He was so sharp. The savar haya biyoser, the amok bishelo sav. He was so deep and so profound. And therefore, Rav Sheshes would be afraid from the tremendous learning that Rav Chista had in terms of being able to point out difficult problems and to reconcile them. In any event, these two great Talmidei Chachamim had tremendous respect for each other. So we have a question. Rav Chista asked Rav Sheshes the following question. If you have two houses on opposite sides of the streets. Now, we had discussions earlier in the Masechta. The Rav Yehuda says if there was a bridge across from them, or if you put up a lechi or a kor across from them, then you could carry in the middle. But here, there was nothing in the middle. So you have a house on the left side of the street and a house on the right side of the street. So certainly, the middle is a Rishus HaRabim, and you can't carry into there according to nobody, not even according to even Rav Yehuda, because there's nothing over there. But what happened? You had these Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, but then Ubo Nochrim, on Shabbos, Goyim came, V'kifum Mechitza B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, they put up a Mechitza. So now you have a four-wall enclosure of this previous Rishus HaRabim. Now, Rashi reminds us that we learned previously in the Masechta, Kol mechitzos hanatzos b'Shabbos, may mishogi b'mezit, any mechitza that's put up on Shabbos, whether it was done intentionally or whether it was done unintentionally, shmo mechitza. It physically is a mechitza. The koshkein hocha, the nachrim avdua, and certainly here the nachrim will have to do whatever they want. So therefore, this now is an enclosed area. The question is, mahu, what is the halacha? You're not allowed to carry in this area because they didn't make a Erev Chatzeros. So midrabanan, you can't carry from the houses into this now enclosed Rishus HaYachid. The question is, can you do bittul? Can one side say, listen, we're giving our rights in this over to you, and you can now go and use this area, and you'd be allowed to carry from your house into this Rishus HaRabim, previous Rishus HaRabim, that now is an enclosed Rishus HaYachid. That was the question that Rav Chista asked of Rav Sheshes. What is the halacha in this situation? So Rav Chista, before he finishes his question, he says, I know part of the answer myself, I'm asking you the other part. He says, Ali b'daman d'yomar ein bitl rishus b'chotz l'chotz. According to the machlokes we had yesterday between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, where Shmuel says you can't be mevatel from one chotz to another chotz, so therefore there's no question, lo tibay loch, because in this situation, hashto di bo la ruve miyesmol, if they wanted to go and make an Erev Chatzeros yesterday, in an enclosed area that was enclosed before Shabbos started, so they'd be allowed to do so. But if they would not be oster on each other, so those were the two criteria that Shmuel said. You need to be ostrin and ma'arvin. So in this situation, they wouldn't have been oster on each other. So in a situation where they wouldn't be oster on each other, amris ein bitul rishus mechotzel chotzer. So he says, you can't do bitul. You need to have both criteria. You need to be ostrin and ma'arvin. So certainly, hocha, the bol aruvim es mo lo motz ma'arvin. Here, they couldn't have been ma'arvin yesterday because there was no mechitza. So in a situation where you have 2 yards, like we had in the discussion yesterday's year, and you need to have both Osrin and Ma'arvin. Unless you had both, you can't do it. So here, you didn't even have Ma'arvin. So therefore, certainly, low kosher cane. The question never gets off the ground that Shmuel wouldn't allow the people in this situation, let's say the house on the left side of the street, to be mevatel the rishus to the house on the right side of the street. That's no question. So the question only is, Rav Chista says to Rav Sheshes, Kiti Bo Eloch, my question is, according to Rav Yochanan, Ali b'dman d'yomer yesh bitul rishus mechotzer chotzer, who says you'll have to be mevatel your rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer as long as you meet one of the two criteria, either you're ma'arvin or your osrin. So in this situation, hosum di bo la ruve miyesmo matu ma'arve. If there had been a situation where they could be ma'arvin from yesterday, and they didn't do so. So then you'd be allowed to bitu. Bitule nami motzi mevato, they would be allowed according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the question is over here. Avohacha, the lo matzu ma'arvi mitzvah. Here, yes, there was no mechitza, so they couldn't be ma'arv. So would he say still in this situation, bitule nami lo matzu mevato? No, you need to have at least one of the two. You need to have either ma'arvin or oswin, and you have neither of them over here. Odil maloshna, and bottom line is, it doesn't make any difference, since now they theoretically could be ma'arv, so you can be mevato. So that's what Rav Chisda asks. According to Rav Yochanan, even if you have none of the criteria before Shabbos, as long as you have one of the criteria that it could be possible to at least theoretically be Ba'arav, if you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, so you could now do it, have done it before Shabbos, it would have been like this, can you or can you not be Mevato? That was the question. And Rav Sheshe said, Amalei, Rav Sheshe's Paskins, ain't Nevato. He says, no. According to Rav Yochanan, you need at least one of the two. You can't have zero of the two. If you have none of the two, then it's no good. Because there's another question in a very similar fashion. He says, what about if Meis Nochri b'Shabbos Maho? We had the whole discussion, if you have a Nochri living there, so you have to be Maskir from the Nochri. And then once you're Maskir from the Nochri, so then one person can be Mevatel to the other person if they weren't able to do this all before Shabbos. So then the Nochri, you can be Maskir on Shabbos. Remember we had a discussion yesterday with Rav Yochanan and the Paskin to Reish Lakish and the Tamidi Rav Chanina that you're allowed to go and be maskir even from the Nochri on Shabbos. So in this situation, if the Nochri dies, Meis Nochri b'Shabbos Maho. So they weren't able to be maskir from him, but they no longer need to be maskir from him. So again, Rav Chisda says, and I know I'm asking my question only according to one of the two opinions, not according to both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. I leave it man the Amos Socher, and according to the opinion of Rav Yochanan, who says you're allowed to be Socher, so certainly, lo tiboylach, if you're allowed to be Socher, and then you're allowed to be Mevatel, so certainly if you don't have to do the Socher part, because the person passes away, the guy passed away, so then why would you not be allowed to do the Mevatlin part? So Hashto Tarti Adinan, if we allow you to do both, you can be Socher and then be Mevatel, so Chodimi Boya, it doesn't even get off the ground. Of course you can go and do just the Bittel if there's no longer any need to do the Schira. So therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, my question doesn't even get off the ground. Of course you can. My question only goes, Rav Chisda says, according to Shmuel, El Kiti Boiloch, Aliba Deman Diomar Ein Socherin. Shmuel had said, you're not allowed to be Socher from the guy on Shabbos. You have to do the Socherin before Shabbos. So is it in that situation that we don't let you do the Socherin and the Mevatlin? Because it's two things. Tarti Hut Lo Adinan. It's because there's two things that you have to do. That's why we don't let you do it. However, Ha Chodah Adinan. But if there's only one, maybe Shmuel would say you're allowed to do this. In the situation where you no longer have to do the Socherin because Nebuch, the guy passed away, so then he would allow the Mevatlin. Or do we say, no, Odilma, Lokshna, it doesn't make any difference. I don't let you do the Sokrin, and I don't let you do the Mevatlin. Whether you have to do one or two, doesn't make any difference. So that was the question that Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Paskins, Omalei, and Yomer Mevatlin. I personally hold that in that situation, you'd be allowed to go and do the Bittul. Because it's not a question of that neither is allowed. It's only if you have two of them that Shmuel says that it's not allowed. But if you only have one of them, he would allow it. However, not everybody agrees with me. Vamnuna, Rav Amnuna Omar, Ein Mevatlin. Rav Amnuna says that you're not allowed to be Mevatlin in this situation. His opinion is that Shmuel says, no, you're not allowed to do either one. The fact that you don't have to do both of them is irrelevant. Since we started talking here about this Nachri, so now we have another number of additional questions about a Nachri ruining or not ruining a chatzah for you. Rav Yehuda Mishmur says, if you have a Nachri that's living in your courtyard, so he would ruin it for you, unless he has a separate exit. Nachri sheish lo pesach, arba al arba. If a Nachri has his own private exit from the courtyard, he doesn't have to go through the courtyard, but his house, which is adjacent to this courtyard, he has his own private exit. So pasuach lebika, which opens up to a big valley, opens up to a large open area called a bika. So afilu machnis umotzi gmalim ukronos kol hayom kulo derech mavoi. Even if he uses this chatzah, he uses the mavoi that everybody else is using to get out of the chatzah, to go into this mavoi, and he brings in wagon loads and camel loads of stuff through that entrance all day long, ain osir abnei mavoi. He doesn't ruin all the people in the mavoi for making a sheet of mavoyos and not including him and not having to be maskir from him. Why not? My timer, how come? So the Gemara says, "Bepischo de miyachid lo behau nichale." In his own private exit area that goes into the bika, he actually prefers that. Why? Rashi says, "Mishum de ika avira tvei mimavod," because there's a lot more room. So if he really needs space, he would go out through the bika exit rather than go out through the mavoi exit. And therefore, since he has his alternative exit that he actually prefers, at least in theory, so therefore he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. based on this, they said, okay, is it only a bikka, or are other smaller areas in a bikka going to change the halacha? So Yibaylu, they asked in the Beis Medrash, what happens if the guy has from his house pasuach lekarpaf? Mahu, if he's only opened up into a karpaf is a smaller area than the bikka, but it's still a significant area. So in this situation, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Ami Mishmei de Ulpana, Rav Nachman Bar Ami said in the name of Ulpana. Rashi says the Ulpana is Shoshama Mirabo, the Rabbi Mirabo. This is a tradition that they had handed down. Actually, others have the gears over here that this should be Toshma, and that it's actually not Rav Nachman Bar Ami. It was Rav Chanan. It was a different person who actually said over here that this is a brisa. In any event, he learned the following. We turn to Yom Beis. Afilu pasuach lekarpaf, that even if it's not open to a bikka, which is a larger area, but even if it's only open to a smaller area like a karpaf, so then that also would be nichale. The guy would prefer that exit. That's a more useful area for him, even if it's not as big as the bikka. It's still significant, and therefore he wouldn't have to be part of the sheet of avoid. He wouldn't have to rent from him because he's not considered part of the yard. He has his own way out. Furthermore, Rabba and Rav Yosef, both Rabba and Rav Yosef both said that you have this nachri over here, so when he has this karpaf, so it depends on the size of the karpaf. So they both hold base sosayim is oser, that if this karpaf is a large enough area, it's a base sosayim. We've already had this discussion many times in the Sech. This is the 5,000 square amma area. It's based upon the size of the mishkan. The 50 by 100 is a base sosayim, 5,000 square amos, and this is considered significant. So if the guy has this size of a karpaf, so then it's like the bikka, and he doesn't have to be muskar from, you don't have to go and rent from him, he doesn't ruin it for you. So Rabba and Rav Yosef said, if you have up to a base sosayim, it's oser. But if you have yosemi base sosayim, ain't a oser. It's considered a significant area if it's more than a base sosayim. And the exact opposite by a yid, the yisrael, base sosayim, ain't a oser. If a yid has less than a base sosayim or less, so then it doesn't ruin it. He's considered having his own separate exit. Because if it's mukaf ladira, if it's something that is enclosed for the purposes of usage, of living there, so then he's going to use that area. So therefore, he has his own exit, so to say. But if it's yosef base sosayim, if it's larger than his base sosayim, which as we said previously, if it's not hukaf ladira, so then it's something that he can't carry into. So yosef base sosayim, then it's paradoxically going to be oser. So you have the exact opposite. A nachri, a base sosayim, or less is not good. It's going to ruin it. But if it's more than a base sosayim, it's going to be good. And pum pakir by a yid. By a yid, if it's a base sosayim or less, it's not going to ruin it. But if it's more than a base sosayim, it's going to ruin it. So on this, Rava Baruch HaKloi asked to Rav Huna, Pasuach lekarpaf mahu. He didn't know this whole preceding discussion, so he asked the question that we had before. And Omale, Hari Omru Beis Asayim Oser, Yosef Beis Asayim is Eino Oser. So again, for the guy, if it's less than a Beis Asayim or less than a Beis Asayim, so that's not considered significant enough for the guy, and therefore that's going to mean that he's going to use the regular Mavoi exit and entrance, and he's going to ruin it for everybody else unless you maskir from him. But if it's more than Beis Asayim, that's like the Bikka, that's already considered a significant amount, and it won't ruin it for everybody else. Amar Ula Amar Yochanan, Ula Sinai Rav Yochanan, Karpaf Yosef Beis Asayim, Shalohu Kaf Ladira, if you have this Karpaf that is bigger than a Beis Asayim, and it's not Mukaf Ladira, so then, Afilu Kor, Afilu Karayim, even if it's a huge, even if it's a Kor, a Kedin Kor is 30 saw, Beis Asayim is 2 saw, Ofiel Karayim, even if it's 2 times 30 saw, 60 saw, Hazorek L'Solcho Chayev, if you go and throw into this area, so even though you're not allowed to carry in there, Midirabonim, because it wasn't Hukaf L'Shem Dira, but it's enclosed. So you have an enclosed area, Midiraisa, that's a Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, if you were to throw into this, Hazorek L'Solcho, if somebody were to throw there from Rishus HaRabim into this huge, Afilu Karayim, enclosed Karpaf, so then in this situation, you would be over in Isidaraisa. Why? Hazorek L'Solcho Chayev, my timer, Mechitze, because it is an enclosed area. And Midaraisa is considered Rishus HaYochid, even though the rabbis didn't let you carry in it, but Midaraisa is Rishus HaYochid, you threw into it from Rishus HaRabim, so you're over in Isidaraisa. The only reason you're not allowed to go and carry in it is Ela Shem Chuseres Diurim, because it wasn't Hukaf Ladira, so that's why you can't go and carry in it as a Rishus HaYochid. If it was Hukaf Ladira, then you can carry in the whole thing, no matter how big it is. If it was originally enclosed for the purposes of dwelling, so then you'd be allowed to go and carry in it. So here, the fact that you can't carry in it, Midrabanan, has nothing to do with changing it from a Rishus HaYochid Midaraisa. That is the statement that Ula made in the name of Rav Yochanan. Now we're going to question this. Rav Huna bar Chinana. Rav Huna bar Chinana questioned this, and he said, wait a second, the following brisa seems to contradict that. Why? What's the brisa? It says, Selo Shabayam. If you have a rock, a stone, some sort of an outcropping in the middle of the yam, in the middle of a lake, in the middle of an ocean, that is a significant size, Gavoa Asara, it is more than 10 Tvachim high, the Roch Ababah, and it's more than 4 Tvachim wide, so it is, therefore, halachically, the 10 Tvachim high means it's considered an enclosed area. Again, when you go up or you go down, so that is an enclosed area. And if it's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, so then it is a significant space. So this is now a Rishus HaYachid out here in the middle of the Yam. The Yam is, by definition, a Carmelis. So the Braisa states, Ein Metaltelin, Lo Min Tocho Liyam, Below min hayam l'tocho. So then you're not allowed to go and carry midrabanan, midraisa. You're allowed to because it's not a rishus hayachid. It's not a rishus harabim carrying into rishus hayachid. This is a full fledged rishus hayachid, but the yam is not a rishus harabim. So midraisa you'd be allowed to carry. So the rabbi said, ein metaltel lo min tocho liyam. You can't carry from this little island over here into the yam, and lo min hayam l'tocho, not from the water into this rock onto this little island. However, parchus mikan, if this rock was not 10 tvachim tall, in other words, it's not a separate rishus enclosed by itself, so then parchus mikan metaltlin, then you'd be allowed to go and carry, because it has a status of being a carmelis in that situation, and a carmelis can go from one carmelis to another. Now, you're not allowed to carry midrabanan dalet amos in a carmelis, because it's going to be confused with rishus harabim. So therefore, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos, but you're allowed to carry from one Carmelis into another Carmelis as long as you're not going Dalet Amos. There is no Issa. Going from Doraisa in Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, so you're not allowed to carry at all, even if it's less than Dalet Amos. So here, from one Carmelis into another, if it's not going to be high, 10 Tvachim, so it's not considered a separate Rishus HaYochid, it's not considered a Rishus HaYochid, it's considered still a Carmelis, so then you're allowed to carry Pachs Mikan Metaltlin. And then the brisa ends with an enigmatic statement. It says, ad kama, how big does it have to be? Ad beis sasayim, up to a beis sasayim. Now, what is this ad beis sasayim going on? Is it going on the first part where we're talking about if you have something that is a minimum height of 10 tvachim and 4 by 4 tvachim, and that is considered rishus hayochid up until a beis sasayim? Or is it going on the second part that says, pachas b'kayim metaltelin, and as long as the height's less than 10 tvachim, but it's less than a beis sasayim, then it's considered a carmelis. So what is this statement, the end part of the braisa going on? The first part, the ratio, the sefer. So, ahai, that's what the Gemara now says. Before Rav Huna bar Chinana can ask his question onto Ula Amar Rav Yochanan's statement about a huge karpaf, even as afilu korayim, if it has a mechitz around it, it's considered a shusha yochid d'oraisa, even though you can't carry me the rabban because it's not hukof ledira. So he has to first show you which part of the brice he's asking this question from. So ahai, ilayim a sefer, if you're telling me it goes on the sefer, which said that you're only allowed to carry from the now Carmelis island, this little rock, because it didn't have a mechitza of 10 tvachim high, so you're only allowed to carry from one Carmelis to another Carmelis if it's ad beis sasayim, so beis sasayim, say low, but if it's more than a beis sasayim, you wouldn't be allowed to go and carry from one carmelis to another. Why not? Well, me carmelis, the carmelis komatalto. What difference does it make what the size of the carmelis is? A carmelis is allowed to be carried less than dalet amos, and you go from one carmelis to another carmelis. It's irrelevant how big the carmelis is. So why should that make any difference? So obviously, the last statement ad kama ad beis sasayim doesn't go on the sefer. It must therefore go on the reisha. El alav, aresha, it's going on the resha. And this is the way you have to understand the Bachikamar. Sel of Shabayam, you have this island, you have this outcropping, this rock in the middle of the lake, in the middle of the Yam. Gavo Asar Ruach of Dalit, it has a height up from the level of the water of 10 Tvachim, so it's considered a Mechitza. The Ruach of Dalit is at least 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. So then, in this situation, the Brice is telling us, Ein Metaltel Lo Mitochel Yam, you're not allowed to carry from this Rishus HaYochid into the Carmelis Yam, the Lo Min HaYam, not from the Carmelis Yam, the Socho into it. Now, ad kama, how big must this rock be in order for these dinim to apply? Ad beis sasayim, up to a beis sasayim. Implication being, hoyoser mi beis sasayim, if it was more than a beis sasayim, you would be allowed to be metaltelin. You could go and carry from this rock because it's now a carmelis. It's no longer considered a rishus hayochid. And that is the kasha against Rav Yochanan, Ulu Amar Rav Yochanan, because you said that even if it's a kurayim, if it's an enclosed area, it's min derais rishus hayochid. So how come this rock, if it's more than a beis sasayim, is not considered a rishus hayochid? That this brisa says you're allowed to go carry from this rock into the Carmelis. You're telling me it changed from being a Rishus HaYachid to being a Carmelis. Alma Carmelisi, Tiyuftu the Rabbi Yochanan. There's my question, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava is not happy with this question. Amar Rava, Mandel lo yoda tirutzi misniyasa. Somebody who doesn't know how to teretz up a braisa. He's asking Tiyuftu, Mosiv lo Rabbi Yochanan. He's asking Kashas Rabbi Yochanan. That's not right. You misunderstood the Raisa. La'ola my Raisa. The Raisa is going on the Raisa. Like you said, I agree. Can't go on the Sefer because it wouldn't make any sense to go on the Sefer because what difference does the size make? It's a Carmelis. But it's going on the Raisa. So how come your question is not a question? Because you're misunderstanding it. Ha, besocho metaltelin. You're allowed to go and carry within this island rock. But until how much can you carry? Viad kama. Ad beis osayim. It's only saying that you can carry within this Rishus HaYachid if it's up to a beis osayim. If it's more than a beis osayim, it's not hukaf ledira, and therefore you can no longer carry there. But you're not allowed to carry from this rock into a Carmelis, because that would be over a different thing of the Rabbanan that you can't carry from Rishus HaYachid into a Carmelis. So therefore, there is no stira. That's teretz number one to this kasha that Rav Huna asked to Ula. Amar Rav Yochanan. This is Rav Huna Bar Chinina asking to Ula Rav Yochanan. Second Teretz, Rav Ashi Amar La'olam Reisha. He also agrees that the Sefer was as Rav Huna Bar Chinina explained. But the Reisha, that's where the question is. The question is that this statement, at comma, goes on the Reisha, but Hein Amru V'Hein Amru, that both of these statements were made by the Chachamim. What does that mean? Hein Amru, the rabbi said, Karpav Yosef Beis Hasayim Shlohu Kav Ladira, if you have a very large area that is enclosed, but it wasn't enclosed for dwelling purposes, it wasn't enclosed ledira, so then we said ein metaltlin bo ela bedalad amo. So then we said that even though midaraisi you're allowed to carry within the entire area, here you're not allowed to carry. Here there's a restriction that you're not allowed to carry more than dalad amos. We treat it like Rosh Hashanah because it's a very large area and it can be confused with the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the rabbi said don't carry. The rabbis also said the Hein Amru, Ein Metaltim Rishus HaYochid LeKarmelis. And the rabbis also said, you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis. Again, because it could be confused, the Karmelis with the Rishus HaRabim. And people think, if you can carry from the Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis, you can carry from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, you have these two statements that the rabbis made. Now, they seem to be in conflict with each other, so the rabbis have to pick one to apply in our case of the island. So Beis Shosayim, the Shari LeTatuli B'chule. Then, technically, you're allowed to go and carry within a Beis Shosayim up to a Beis Hasayim, and Beis Hasayim alas, you're allowed to carry within it, even if it wasn't enclosed with Shem Dira. So, Asir Rabban L'Tatule, Lo Min Hayam L'Socho, Lo Min Socho L'Yam. So that's a real Rishus HaYachid. You can't carry, therefore, from this island that's up to a Beis Hasayim into the surrounding Yam, or from the Yam into the surrounding island, and into this surrounding Yam into the island, because my timer, Rishus HaYachid Gemori, because this is a real Rishus HaYachid. Then they added, however, Yosimi Beis Sasayim, the Asa Latal Tule Bekule. But if it's more than a Beis Sasayim, so then the rabbis instituted the Xeri, they're not allowed to carry within it more than Dalit Amos because it could confuse with Ushas Rabim. Here, Sharu Rabbanim Latatuli Mitochol Yam Umin Ayam Latochol. But here they do allow you to carry. It's a Rishus HaYachid. But they do allow you to go and carry from this real Rishus HaYachid into the Carmelis because you're not over in Issa Daraisa. You'd only be over in Issa Darabanan. And the rabbis in this situation, they put aside their Isser Darabanan of carrying from a Rishus HaYachid into a Carmelis in this situation when this Rishus HaYachid is greater than a Beis Hasayim. Sharu Rabbanim Latatuli Mitochol Yam Umin Ayam Latochol. Why? My Taima. Dilma Amre Rishus HaYachid Gemuri, because if people are not allowed to go and carry from this large Rishus HaYachid into the Carmelis, people can say, hey, this is a real Rishus HaYachid. And you know what? Dilma Amre Rishus HaYachid Gemurihi, V'alsi L'tatule B'kule, and they're going to go and carry within it. That's going to be a problem, because if you can carry within this area, that looks like it's a real big area they're going to carry then within a Rishus HaRabim. So why did the rabbis institute one of their dinim here and they pushed aside, so to say, the other? They instituted that you're not allowed to go and carry within this area that's larger than the Beis Hasayim, even though it's Rishus HaYachid. And they didn't institute over here that you can't carry from this Rishus HaYachid into the Carmelis if it's more than a Beis Hasayim. Why is that? So Gemara says, Tocho Shchiach, because carrying within here is a very common thing that a person is going to do. And that would be too much like a Rishus HaRabim. Mitocho Yam, Yam Litocho. But to carry, what are you carrying from the water into this island and from the island into the water? That's unlikely that you're going to use it. Mitocho Yam, Yam Litocho, Lo Shchiach. And therefore, when one of the two decrees had to fall by the wayside because of the concern that you could be over in Isser, so they did the one that was more likely. They kept that one and they put away the Isser that was less likely to occur, carrying from the Yam into this island or from the island into the Yam, that they pushed aside. That is the second teretz of Rav Ashi, had a teretz up Rav Huna Bar Chinina's Kasha on Ula Amar Rav Yochanan. Now the Gemara starts to mention a case of water spilling out for a baby's bris milah. We'll actually have a number of cases. We're only going to have one today, Shia. We'll have two more in tomorrow's Shia. But this is a very common situation in those days. They used to prepare hot water for a bris milah. Whether this was to just clean the area afterwards, which would make very good sense from a hygienic point of view. You always have the expression, oh, she's going into birth, so boil water, boil water. So again, you want to have hot water available, I'm assuming, for cleanliness purposes, hygiene purposes, and it makes some sense. So if they prepared the water for Shabbos bris beforehand, and then the water spilled out, so what are you supposed to do? How yinuka the ishtapich chamime. There was a baby that was supposed to have a bris milah on Shabbos, and the hot water spilled out. Now, they wouldn't do the bris milah if they didn't have hot water, and you're not allowed to go do an issa d'oraisa in order to do the bris milah. So you're proposing the bris milah till Sunday, till the next day. So they wanted to know, is there any alternative? So I'm a lulu rabba. So people told rabba, who wanted to do the bris milah, what should we do? So rabba said, I have hot water in my house. Go bring the hot water from my house. I, for whatever the reason, he had hot water. He wanted a tea. He had hot water in his house. He said, go and bring the hot water from my house. It's the only problem. It wasn't through an Erev Chatzeros. So Amale Abaye says to him, well, Lo Arvinan, how are we going to get the water from your house into the Chatzer, into the other person's house? There is no Erev Chatzeros that was made over here. The Gemara is going to question later on, how come they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros? But the bottom line is, they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. So Rabbi said, no problem, Amale, Nismo Chashituf, we rely upon the Shituf Mavoyos. Just like you have houses around the Chatzer, they make an Erev Chatzeros, so too, if you have Chatzerim, around the Mavo, you can make what's called the Shituf Mavoyos. It's similar to an Erev Chatzeros. And then, even though they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, you're allowed to go and rely upon that. So he said, we'll rely upon the Shituf Mavoyos over here to allow them to carry the water from my house through the Chatzer into the other person's house where the baby is, where they do the Bris Milah. Only problem is, Abaye said, Amalei, Halo Shatvina, we didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, nor did we make a Shituf Mavoyos. So we're stuck. What are we going to do? How are we going to get the water there? So Rabbi said, no problem. Go and tell a non-Jewish person to go and bring the water from my house to the baby. That's allowed. That's only a shvus. That's only the Rabban of Amir Liakim to go and tell the baby to go, to tell the guy to go bring the water for the baby. That's not a problem. Abaye says, still a problem. Omar Abaye, boy lasvei lemar, below Shapkin Rav Yosef. I wanted to question the Rebbe, Rabba, further, but my Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, said, you have to be silent now. Where did he say this? I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Kahana. Rabbi Yosef said, name Rabbi Kahana, that when a Rav is paskening, Ki avinam be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kahana said, when he was learning by Rabbi Yehuda, Hav Amalan, he would tell us the following rule. If the Rav is pasting in regards to din daraisa, bid daraisa, so then, if it's going to lead to a takala, if you don't interrupt and say, Rebbe, I have a shaila, it's going to lead to them being over in Issa Daraisa, Mosvinan to Yufta, Vahadar Avinan. Then you ask your question and say, Rebbe, is this allowed? What about this? What about that? And then, if the Rebbe answers the question, Vahadar Avinan Maisa, then you can do the Maisa that was involved, but you're allowed to ask the question first. However, if the only potential problem would be that they're over in Issa Darabanan, so then you don't ask first, Avinan Maisa, you first let them do the way the Psak Halach was mentioned, and then afterwards you say, Rebbe, can we discuss what happened? Vahadar Mosvinan to Yufta, then you can ask all your questions, and if there was a mistake, it was a mistake. You can figure it out afterwards. So in other words, when it could be a takola on a daraisa, if it was a mistake that potentially would involve an issa daraisa, so then you have to stop and ask the questions before the maisa. But if the worst case scenario is that there would be over an issa derabanan, so then if the Rebbe paskin, you're not mechuyev to stop over there and ask all your questions, let the psak halacha be carried out, and then afterwards in the base man, you should ask all your questions. No, so this was a din derabanan over here, and therefore Abaye didn't ask his question to Rabba. And after they did this bris milah, they brought the guy to bring the water for the baby, and they did the bris milah. So now afterwards, labas hachi amalei. After this all happened, Rav Yosef said to Abaye, "My boy, slow shilamar. What would you have asked Rabba? Now you can ask the question you would have asked to Rabba." So amalei. So Abaye tells Rav Yosef, or he tells Rabba, "Ditanya." We learned in a brisa, hazor shvus, a person who sprinkles the paraduma water on a tommy mace on day 3 and day 7, so we're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. We only do that on weekdays. We don't do it on Shabbos because the rabbi said, if you come to go and sprinkle the water, then you may come to do other things that are wrong, and therefore the rabbi said, don't sprinkle the water on Shabbos. Now, that's a shvus. That's only din rabbanan. And likewise, v'amir liakum is also a shvus. Amir l'nochri is a shvus. So, therefore, ma hazor shvus. Just like you're not allowed to go sprinkle the paraduma, even if you need to go bring a korban pesach, as Rashi says. Afilu b'vokum mitzvah. Even if you're doing it for a mitzvah. For example, this is the seventh day, and tonight is Pesach, so Shabbos is the seventh day, and if you don't sprinkle him, he's not going to be tar in time for the Korban Pesach. So even there, in that situation, then he won't be able to have the Korban Pesach. Mahazor shvus ve'inu dochas haShabbos. We don't allow the shvus of sprinkling to be dochas Shabbos, even the dvar mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach. Therefore, afamir l'nochri. So too over here. Telling the guy to go bring the water from Rabbi's house into the baby's house where the baby is to do the bris milah, that's a shvus. Amila Akum is a shvus. The ain't a docha Shabbos, and it shouldn't be docha Shabbos. That was the question that I would have said. How come you're telling us that you're allowed to desecrate this din the rabbanon in order for a good thing to do the bris milah, but we see by the hazar of the paraduma water that we don't do that? That was the question I would have asked. So Amalei, either Rav Yosef or Rabba, answered back. He says, no, there's a difference. V'lo shani loch, isn't there a difference? Being shvus de is be ma'isa, l'shvus de les be ma'isa. There's a difference between an action of the Rabbanan that involves actually doing something like the Hazor, or an action that is just speaking. Speaking is not considered a ma'isa, and therefore when you tell the guy, please go bring the water from my house and bring it to the house where the baby is, that's not a ma'isa. So therefore that's a shvus without a ma'isa. Speaking is not considered a ma'isa. Moving your lips is not considered an action, and therefore that's allowed, as opposed to actual sprinkling the water. That's a ma'isa, and that's not allowed to be done. Now this goes according to the girsa of the Bach that deletes the next words that we have here. The Bach says that we delete the words Dohomar Lo'omar Lenochri Zil Ochim. So the way I just explained it was according to the Bach that says that the whole difference over here between the two actions was the shvus that involves a melacha is the hazor, and the shvus of Amir Liakim doesn't involve a action, and therefore it's allowed. That's teretz number one. That's without the words that the Bach deletes. But if you read the words that the Bach deleted, Dohomar Lo'omar Lenochri Zil Ochim, this is the way you understand it. The difference is over here that he wasn't telling the Nochri to go heat up water. He was telling the Nochri just to be over here an Isser of Amir Liakum. He wasn't telling him to do a Daraisa of heating up the water. If he had told him to do a Malacha, so then you were right. You wouldn't be allowed to go do a Malacha. The guy, even though it's only Amir Liakum, it's only the Rabbanan to tell the guy to do Malacha. But since it's a Malacha that you're not allowed to do, if the guy does this Malacha, so that's called a Maisa. So in this situation, he didn't tell the guy heat up the water. He just said bring the water, which if I were to do that, I would only be over in Issa the Rabbanim, because Midaraisa, it's a Rishos HaYochid through a Rishos HaYochid to another Rishos HaYochid, it's allowed. So it's only over in Issa the Rabbanim. As opposed to if he had told him to heat up the water, that if I had heated up the water, it'd be an Issa Deraisa of Bishul, so that wouldn't be allowed. That's the distinction between the cases. If you're doing an actual shvus that involves a Malacha Deraisa of Amir Liakum, so then that's not allowed. As opposed to just an Amir Liakum that's only a Derabanan carrying as opposed to cooking, that's the distinction over here between the two cases. This is a good break point. Tomorrow's Shia will start off with how come they didn't make an Erech Hatzeres or Shita from Avayas, as I mentioned, in this courtyard? What was the reason that they didn't do so? And then we'll also have further discussions about other cases where a baby's water for his bris milah spilled out, and under those circumstances, what could be done. With this, we conclude today's Shia.